All right, Joe, I hit the record button. I need to check the levels, though. Are you there?
Yes, I am here. I'd like to say something. I would like to say...
Yeah, that's good.
You I don't know about you.
No, you're good. The levels are fine. Is there something you wanted to say? Say?
Well, I wanted to do like a sound test.
No, that's
like
really good. You're perfect. You don't
you know,
need to
you know what, Jason?
What?
I don't know a whole lot, but I do know this. This show is fucked.
Yeah, no, that's good. Levels are really good. Let me check mine here. Can you hear that? They're coming through? Oh, yeah. Look at that. Oh, man, that's pretty. These are my crazy pills. So, yeah, we're good. Here we go. Hey, everybody in the His House. Welcome to Friday the 13th on...
JBC.
I can't remember the name of the guy from Friday the 13th, the movie. I think it's Jason, although that might have been Halloween. Or Freddy. No, Freddy was Freddy. I mean, Nightmare on Elm Street was Freddy. Freddy was the Nightmare on... One of them was Jason, though. My name's Jason, so that technically I have a chainsaw, technically. My voice is my chainsaw. And I'm going to chop your head off with my voice saw. With the chain on it. Yeah, like Leatherface head. Leather guy? The guy with the Texas guy. Yeah. Him and me. And Jason and Freddy. We're just gonna... here we go. Eek! Ah! I did not expect that.
Yeah, yeah.
That's good.
You might want to turn down a little bit now. Here's the test, Jason. Do you know what this is?
It's going to go on for another minute. You're right, I'm going to turn down. This is awesome.
Well, yeah, we don't need to hear the whole thing, but what is it? Can you
recognize it? It's... Is it... Ooh, I know what it is. It's Mannheim Steamroller. That time they dropped way too much acid and got naked and jammed with Gloria Estefan. No.
Close.
Yeah?
Close. No, it's a metal band doing the theme from Tales from the Crypt.
Mm.
Turn it up a little bit. Let's
What's the band?
I almost said that I don't know, and that's true, but I also don't care.
Excellent. Oh, listen to the mealy. That dude's got the mealy down.
Yeah, they're awesome. Doing that thing. Super cheesy.
I love it.
Almost as cheesy as the Crypt Keeper himself.
Yeah. Too much fun. Okay, hey, should we just keep on rolling here?
Well, yeah. Happy Spooky Friday.
Happy Spooky Friday the 13th. When I say keep on rolling, I mean, should I hit the next... bit of music, if you know what I'm saying, or should we talk for a minute first?
I just can't wait to bring in our guest.
All right, here we go. Ooh.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome the very spooky fun time shag.
Boo, motherfuckers! Hi, guys.
Hi.
Miss you.
Missed you, too. How the heck have you been?
You know, embalming people, things like that. Like,
yeah.
Life is good, but, you know.
Death is better. I get it.
Yeah. It's way more fun when I'm on the JBC.
Oh, but, I thought you'd say when you're on the job, like embalming people, but.
Making dead people pretty.
I'm so excited to be on this show tonight. Thank you both so much for having me on.
You're welcome. And here's the thing, Shags. I don't want you to think that you're the token female who gets ritualistically slaughtered by the maniac during the show, because that's usually what happens in the movies. You know what I'm saying?
I want to be the final girl. Final girl. Sorry.
You are the final girl.
You're also
actually,
unfortunately, Shags. You're also the one ethnic person on the show, so you got that.
Isn't that a dangerous thing in
it's
horror?
It's very dangerous.
I think
yeah.
It might be.
Yeah.
I'm not white, so I probably will die, but I might be like the second to last to die,
okay,
which is fine.
Yeah. Ooh, that makes you the feisty, brainy one who goes who goes out with a smirk.
No, totally.
Awesome.
I'm cool.
Well, you know what? The final girl, actually, the final girl to appear on this show,
mm-hmm.
I think maybe we should introduce, and this might be a surprise to Shags.
All right, here we go.
Ha 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 ha! Welcome the very spooky, my wife, Pauline.
Stop it. Stop it.
Your face, bitches.
Stop it. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. I'm so, stop it. I'm like cheesing. Like, you can't even, you don't even know what I look like.
Yes.
So you're cheesing? Oh, shit.
So happy. Oh yeah. My god, I was talking to your wife earlier today about murder and she's off this episode.
Yes.
I thought it would be a good idea to have Laura on just because she she watches all sorts of horror movies with me
absolutely.
And murder shows incessantly.
It is my life.
She really digs this subject. Thank you, Jason, for hosting the girls today, because
you are welcome.
It's gonna be fun.
We are
I do have to preface this visit with I have nothing prepared, so
welcome
to the show,
to the club. Now actually we have a bunch of bells and whistles today.
We do
so much shit that I don't even care if I have anything to say. We've got two guests. We've got bells and whistles coming out of our scary assholes.
Our scary assholes.
Friday the 13th assholes.
I'm going to throw in the word scary every once in a while just to keep it
real.
On theme.
Why is Friday the 13th scary, Joe? Go. Or Shags or Pauline.
Because it's a mom tracking down sexual teens to murder them for neglecting her son. That's why Friday the 13th is frightening.
That's right. That movie.
I'm like cringing due to secondhand embarrassment right now.
Well, you don't understand. Were you talking about the movie or the day? Because I just described the movie.
I want the day. Why is the day auspicious?
Because, like, historically speaking, the number 13, I don't know.
Now, that sounded pretty good, actually. That is right? That's what it said. I was just looking it up in Wikipedia. It says, historically speaking, the number 13.
My glasses.
Hey,
I don't know how they...
It is. It's because of the number 13, right? Mm-hmm. I tried to give a rundown of the movie really quick.
It was perfect.
And it's on a Friday.
Sorry. Didn't realize.
I feel like we would have to Wikipedia this to understand, unless... Jason, in your big brain, were you just testing me? You know the answer.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I actually, this is how much of a nerd I am. I liked the number 13 when I was in grade school. Well, I mean, I still do, I guess. And so I had to, you know, do a report. So I did a report on why Friday the 13th is evil. And I wrote it on the bus the day it was due, because that's how I roll. So, yeah.
Wow. Love it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So tell us.
Pauline, you're not coming in as sharp. Snuggle up next to your boy there and hit that microphone.
Snuggle.
The Yeti. Snuggle. Here. Speak. Do something really spooky into the microphone.
Oh, that's perfect.
Do a creepy laugh into the microphone.
Oh, that is. Nice. Wait. Do it again, and I won't interrupt. So Joe can clip it for a montage. Mm-hmm. All right, one more go.
You're welcome.
No. You have to do it again.
Does that work?
So I interrupted the beginning of the last one and the end of the first one. So I think together, Joe, you can probably splice those engineering skills. Yeah, Friday the 13th is considered bad because, according to this paper I wrote, Friday is auspicious because Christ was crucified on a Friday.
Well, that's pretty gory shit.
Yeah. And 13 because allegedly when Satan wants to get his witches together, the coven is supposed to have the same number of people as the number of disciples, because you're mocking Christ, you know? 12 disciples, 12 witches, and Satan makes the 13th, so boom. Which is stupid, because Jesus makes the 13th then, so how come...
Yeah, wouldn't it?
Yeah. But anyway, that's the root of Triskaidekaphobia, or whatever it's called.
Well, and we'll talk a little bit about witches later, too.
Okay. Cool.
But we're right here.
Oh, snap.
Shall we just talk about witches?
Out of all of the horror icons, I'm going to do a round table here. I'm going to start with Shags. Like, you got witches, vampires, werewolves, Frankensteins, mummies. You come up with it. What is your go-to? What's your Shags?
Okay, as a child, I always thought I was a vampire, so I'm inclined to go with that. No, I'm not kidding. I actually thought that, you know, I was a vampire and it was going to happen for me, but still waiting. So I'm going to go with
reading
witches.
Too much Anne Rice.
Clearly. So I'm just going to go with witches, because you know, they get shit done. Witchcraft is badass. And, you know, I actually just was gifted this voodoo candle.
What?
Yeah, my boss went to Nolens, and she brings me back this. It's a candle shaped as a man, and it straight up says, like, you know, use this in peace, but it's for harming men and broken hearts. So I don't know.
So
really
the wick
see...
is his penis, and you light it up, right. And then it burns his ass down.
I don't know where what kind of peace it will be. So basically, Sean doesn't want it in our house, but he also agrees that if we get rid of it, we're fucked.
Yeah.
You guys screwed. You have to burn it.
So I don't know. Well, I'll discuss it with you later, Laura. I mean, I don't know. Pauline.
I say, hey, this is the horror episode. Light up that penis wick and watch that wax dude just fold over and die.
I think it's awesome that Sean doesn't like it because whenever he's acting up, Jags can like pull out a lighter and go, oh, Sean, yeah. Flick.
Oh, really, Sean? Really?
Flick.
You're just holding a lighter up to the wick. Is that really how you feel? Really?
You don't want pasta tonight?
What? Maybe rethink that.
Let me remind you that I have a voodoo candle.
Right. Yeah. It's actually more like, you mean you won't watch Vanderpump Rules with me? Let's discuss this.
Wow. Let me pull this out and set some mood lighting here real quick.
There you go. And I'm in the mood for sending your soul to hell. Okay, let's go with Joe next. Joe, what's your go-to monster, iconic monster thing?
I am always about vampires.
Yeah, okay.
I wrote a vampire book. See, you probably knew that. I'm just going to be honest. I could have said, like, werewolves, just to try and be different and cool, because werewolves are cool. Vampires are like, fucking whatever. But, yeah, I'm all about vampires.
All right.
Why? Because they suck blood. Because
they suck the blood. When I was a youth who was becoming, burgeoning sexual being, when I was, I had hard on all the time, I actually preferred during the act of making the love, I preferred being bitten on the neck really, really like hard. And
how do you bite yourself on the neck when you're making love?
It's tough to do. Let me tell you something. You have got to be drunk. Yeah, and I thought I had a vampire fetish because I was like you mentioned, I was reading a lot of Anne Rice back in the day. So
yeah, me too. Yeah. I think it was a bad influence, really, on me.
Absolutely. All right,
and I feel like it was a bad influence on Shags too. That whole vampire thing for you,
guys,
that was rooted in Anne Rice, wasn't it, Shags?
You guys, I actually like for a point in time thought that I was just waiting to be taken. Like it was bizarre and twisted, but I'm actually a normal functioning human being now, so there's nothing to worry about.
Okay. I've always said
you're not pining for a vampire.
No, because before that I thought that Prince Eric, from The Little Mermaid was gonna come fucking get me. And I packed a bathing suit in my backpack every fucking day. So
yeah,
but then
the hormones hit, and then you all of a sudden vampires are way sexier than some Disney prince.
Clearly. I can give you some good book recommendations if you're still into it. We'll talk later.
Yeah, absolutely. We should definitely do that. I know that we don't have all the time in the world because we got a lot of stuff to get to. Also, I want to ask Pauline. Yeah, what's Pauline? What's your go-to monster?
No, I was going to ask you first. What's your go-to monster?
Ooh. Okay, fair enough. Yeah, mine's a werewolf. I know, not too exciting. And I didn't say that just because Joe did, but I had it in the back. Because, I mean, I like them all, don't get me wrong. But there's something – I think I saw a drawing once of a werewolf, and he just looks so powerful and mean. And I may have mentioned this on a previous horror episode, but one of my favorite movies of all time is a werewolf movie called Ginger Snaps. And,
ooh, that is a damn good movie.
Yeah, yeah.
I feel like this is not the first time I've heard you talk about Ginger Snaps.
Well, they're teenage girl werewolves.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and it's well made. It's creepy, and it's kind of funny, too.
And there's a couple sequels, but werewolves are my go-to. I like those. I have this idea of a werewolf novel, and on another podcast, I'll tell you all about how I've, you know, Joe, how in your vampire book you came up with a new way for vampires to be made. Well, I got a new way for werewolves to be made. So,
Yeah.
We're fucking simpatico.
Every fucking episode, Joe. Every fucking.
Fuck you, Joey.
Every fucking episode. All right, Pauline, what's your.
Oh, wait, but wait. While we're on werewolves, one of my favorite werewolf moments in any movie ever, well, actually, it's kind of a recurring joke, but in what is it called? What We Do in the Darkness?
Oh, I have not
what
seen
we do
that,
in the
but
shadows.
I really want to see that bad.
There's a group of like the leader of the werewolves is the New Zealand. He's a New Zealand guy.
Oh, yeah.
He's the manager of the Flight of the Conchords. And like so the werewolves are swearing, God. And he's like, okay, look, guys, we're werewolves, not swearwolves, okay? We're werewolves.
That's awesome.
I must watch this immediately.
Oh, fuck, it's so good. It's so
we funny. Should do a horror comedy episode. We could do, like, that one about Dale and Ted in the – you know that one? What's that one with the two –
where they're, like, accidentally the murderers.
Tucker and Dale versus
fight evil.
Evil.
Yeah, we can do that
God,
one.
It's so good.
And the scary movie series. We'll do that in another – Friday
well, you know, like our first episode, we went into Cabin in the Woods, which I'm sure everybody, including you,
Shags,
what a fucking masterpiece. And I consider that a comedy masterpiece as well as a horror masterpiece.
Yeah. So. Only because when Thor jumped his bike into the wall, that was the so best good. Thing I've ever seen in my life.
And you knew it was going to happen.
Oh, yeah.
When it did, it was a fucking laugh riot.
Cinematically amazing. I mean, really.
It was like
I didn't feel bad for him. It was pure fun.
I felt at that moment like I'm glad my son wasn't born because I would have picked him up and sent him to Joss Whedon. I said, here you go, dude. You earned it. My firstborn. Boom.
Thank you,
Joss
sir.
Whedon, I give you my firstborn.
It's for you.
Yeah, exactly.
It's for you, Damien.
Okay. Nice reference there. I read that book when I was like 8. It was terrible. All right.
That explains a lot.
It does.
All right, we'll go into that.
So we have a little big bunch of psychopaths talking this evening.
Yeah.
All right.
We're still on the round table, though, right?
We
can finish this up.
I want to know what Pauline is into, so I know what to get her for her birthday.
I don't know. There's not a whole lot left that I could say would be my number one without, you know, repeating what you guys have already said.
You're allowed to repeat. That's not bad.
I'll flip it and I'll say, here's one that I don't care for and I don't understand why it's scary, which would be maybe The Mummy.
Oh, okay.
You know, slow moving guy, doesn't really do anything unless
good
it's like
one,
the
maybe.
Magical mummy. You know, like we just punch him in his mummy face and his head falls off, done and done, right? I don't know.
Or unravel
I think Laura,
him.
Laura doesn't like it. Laura doesn't like it because mummy's waste
movie,
toilet paper.
I'm just saying. Slow moving, I don't know. What are they going to do to you?
Yeah.
Just break his arm off and
stab
beat him
you.
With it.
Right?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, absolutely. Done. And Anne Rice wrote a book about mummies, too. So you know what? It's just like.
She did. That was good.
It's just, what are you going to do? No, I don't understand. I guess that's why they don't really. Mummies aren't. When you go out and like. Well, I was going to say when you go trick-or-treating, you look for the mummies, you don't see one. But now I'm going to shift it and say when you go to the bookstore to read a really shitty teenage novel, you don't find a shitty mummy teenage novel, right?
Yeah. Not
shitty.
So sexy.
Yeah.
Mummy.
Mm-mm. Not really.
Unless it's like the Anne Rice mummy where every person he kills, like, you know.
Yeah.
Pumps him up.
a sexy, like, mummy for Halloween. That's totally different.
I feel like that only works with the chick way because then you can have, like, scantily clad bandages, you know, like.
Can I just, as an aside, say real quick, I'm looking forward to the Me Too movement taking over. I'm serious as a heart attack here. I want the script to flip. I want it to be from now on only men wears the quote-unquote slutty costume on Halloween because I am going to rock a slutty mummy costume every year until I'm like 85.
Please do.
I don't even need Halloween. I'm just going to do it. I'm doing it right now.
I couldn't help
we'll
it.
We'll see you on Wednesday. October 31st,
we're
going to have a party. It's going to happen.
Yep.
And you're showing up as a slutty mummy.
Yep, as a slutty mummy.
I was hoping sexy bumblebees because I've got this thing. On the last episode, I tried to really break it down. I've got this problem
fetish.
Where
I knew it.
It's sexy bumblebees. for Halloween. Sexy bumblebees. Sexy
bumblebees. You know what, Joe? I'm all about the mashup.
I'm fixated on it at this point. And Jason, I would like to see you dress up as a sexy bumblebee.
I'm going
to
do both. I'm going to be a sexy mummy bumblebee. I'm going to be a sexy mumblebee.
Why doesn't one of you be a ladybug and the other one be a bumblebee? That would be way cuter. Like, don't take all the attention away.
Okay, yeah. We're going to be...
There was a long pause there because I really envisioned that, and this is what this is what ran through my mind. I envisioned it, and then in my mind I said, cute.
So here's what we're going to do, Joe. I figured it out just off the top of my head. You know Muppet Babies? So we're going to take that. Yes. We're going to take that kind of shtick, but we're going to do little bugs. We'll have a bumblebee. We'll have a ladybug. Maybe we'll have a little cute caterpillar, right? And then they will dress up for Halloween. So, like, I'll be the ladybug baby who dresses up like a mummy, and you can be the bee that is dressing up like a sexy vampire, because you like vampires, and that's
vampire bee. Yeah.
Vampire bee. Yeah. That's right.
And
that's
we won't be sexy. We'll be infantile.
No, which is sexy. We'll make it sexy.
No, no. Oh, okay. And moving on. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the horror episode.
Hey, speaking of horror, and I know I'm dominating the conversation, but I've had a lot to drink. There's a lot of produced material to get through, and we're already at minute 20. Do you want to do one of these, Joe, or should I wait till you're feeling it?
Well, actually, okay, because this is Shag's return to the show, and I knew my wife would be on the show.
I mean, it's the best friend bongo, bitches.
Oh, like, yes.
Let's not dismiss what's happening right now. Okay, you guys surprised me with my BFF, and I didn't even know. And I talked to that bitch today.
Yeah.
She didn't even tell me.
She played you.
She played me like a fiddle, motherfucker.
Yeah. I did.
So now, she's like, so are you going to be on the podcast tonight? Meh, meh, meh. Miss you. Love you, bitch.
Bye.
Okay.
Bye. Talk to you later.
Okay. So this is something that I've noticed. You girls are, I think I'm going to talk you into it. Jason's on board. You girls need your own podcast.
Yeah.
But one really funny thing that I've noticed, and I've noticed it here in the last few minutes, is And it doesn't really detract from the humor or the entertainment value in general. You girls talk over each other all the time, and I have a clip. Now, listen, I have a clip that I thought was really apropos for the horror episode because, in fact, the clip I've called Real Fear. And what it was I mentioned my girlfriend on the side, Laura.
Uh-oh.
And then,
yeah,
and this,
I got really angry, didn't I?
Oh, well, listen to you girls' reaction.
Thank you for that, Shags.
All right, should I hear? Go ahead.
Ride or die, boo.
Listen to the reaction after I said the word Laura.
Okay, here we go.
From you girls. Ready?
Here we go.
You fucking bring up that bitch, Laura, one more motherfucking time. I will fucking cut a bitch.
Can we hear it one more time?
Yes, we can. Yeah.
You fucking bring up that bitch, Laura, one more I cut a bitch.
They both were like, I'm going to cut her. I heard Shank cut up her face.
Yeah, Shank cut up her face. And then it ends off like real crisp with cut a bitch from Shank.
I mean, you triggered me. You triggered me.
Yeah.
And that's what it is. And so. I support Pauline.
Yeah. And now later in that episode, because I'm looking for montages and stuff and, trying to take out the best clips or the worst, as it were. But later on in that episode, Shags, I heard you mumble something that made me and by the way, I isolated it so we could hear it because it's fucking great. All right. Now, I laughed at it when I heard it. Then I rewound it.
I'm scared.
Isolated it.
I'm so scared
I turned it way the fuck up. I listened to it a couple more times. I laughed my ass off. And then while I was driving home from work, I didn't even listen to it or hear it. And I laughed, just thought about it, and laughed so fucking hard that I almost like careened off the road.
Oh, God.
And what I want this to be is a thing where, like, we say it in appropriate situations. Now, this is... I believe that this clip is called Just Cut a Bitch.
Okay, here we go.
Oh, cut a bitch. Oh, okay. Cut a bitch. No. Oh, cut a bitch. Oh, cut a bitch. Oh, cut a bitch.
Yeah, that's pretty
cool. Oh, my God.
Now.
I'm fired.
No. Here's the thing. That was really hard to find. Like, it was really, really, it was under your breath.
But why did I say it? What was the pretense?
Because I said Laura one more time, and you were like,
oh, I got
how many times
upset?
Are you going to slip up, motherfucker? And then you go, oh, God.
The fact that you, it was, like, under your breath is what I love, because you know you really fucking meant it, you know? It was like a slip out, like, cut a bitch. Like, that's where you go. That's why I love you. That's why you're amazing.
And what I want to do is, like, if we're talking about some, you know, person that we're, you know,
oh, cut a bitch.
Yeah, that we don't like or something, I want to be like, oh, cut a bitch.
Oh, cut a bitch.
All right, let's hear it one more time, Jason. I know the word self-indulgent. Hit it.
Oh, cut a bitch.
I did it three times.
Oh, my God. And that is a dedication to my love for all of you, because I will cut a bitch for any of you.
She will.
Love it.
Yeah.
Came from the gut.
Mm-hmm, anyway, it was hard to isolate. I know it's kind of hard to hear.
Thank you for that. That's,
God damn
that's,
it, I think it's wonderful.
You know what? That means a lot to me, and I think I could speak for both Pauline and I, that means a lot for our friendship, and you've just, you know, gone above and beyond to, you know, show the world that, you know, there's things in life that you cannot buy.
Yeah.
So here's
and,
what I'm...
What a friend will possibly do, you know, 10 to 20 is,
mm-hmm.
is rare.
Mm-hmm.
Totally.
Which you wouldn't, because, you know.
Well, there's
we
something.
Know the best
we'd never get caught, Lovey.
Well, that, of course.
Yeah. Well, everybody, there was something that I kind of wanted to get to, just
there'll
in case.
There'll be no witnesses. Ever.
My wife is creeping me out here, like, saying weird, scary shit under her breath. But, listen, yes. I thought... I was texting you earlier this week, Jason, to see if maybe you wanted to do what I call a spoiler, which is just recap an entire horror movie
sure.
in the style of
Please.
Jason.
Okay.
And I have kind of a related story to that, too. And then, and Shags, if you have any, I have a feeling maybe you brought a story today. I don't know. But if you did, I'd like to give time for that, too. But Jason, do you have a spoiler for a horror movie? Can you recap something?
Do you want me to pick one?
Ooh.
Because I thought
he's just going to improv shit. Yeah. He doesn't give a shit.
I'm
no, wait a minute.
I think it's going
to
be good.
You sent me texts. Let's be all, I'm on the same page here. I'm not trying to impress anybody. You sent me a text saying you had some ideas. And so I waited for you to tell me which movie you wanted me to.
Oh, damn it. I thought you were going to pick one.
No.
So now it's going to be off the cuff.
Yeah.
Maybe we can, I don't know. I think that maybe you should choose, Jason, or you can just completely scrap this entire idea because
like,
I set you up for failure.
Shags picks a movie, a horror movie, and then you just describe it.
Okay.
Oh,
how about
okay.
This?
Okay, I have one.
Okay, all go right. for it.
Because I've been... This movie fucks me up every time, and I'm sorry.
I hope Jason's seen it.
It's not... I know he has. I know in my heart of hearts he has.
Yeah.
It really messes me up because it can actually happen, and it's The Strangers.
Oh
yeah,
such
okay.
a scary movie.
So let's do this. I'll start, and Shags, you come in when I screw up the story. Okay?
No, I don't want to be involved.
Okay, well then I'm just going to
do this
as fast
movie,
as I can.
Jason,
oh yeah,
something you feel comfortable. Okay.
Yeah. So I saw this movie because my wife, whose name is Allison, she would go to the grocery store, and every time she was in the checkout line, there would be a copy of this DVD in the impulse buy section, like next to the bubble gum and the candy bars and the Life magazine. Not Life. See, what is this, 1965?
National Enquirer.
National Enquirer. Sorry, Life.
What Freudian slip was that?
I guess so. I am old. So she would see it, and she's like, I think I want to see this, but she hates horror movies. They just really freak her out. So finally she said, screw it, I'm going to get it. It was like $8. So she brings it home, and she's like, we're going to watch The Strangers. I'm like, okay, whatever, because I think horror movies are hilarious. So it starts with
she
some...
She hates them, though, right? Doesn't
she hates
hate
them? Yeah, I don't know why she wants to see it. So the movie starts with some people are in a house, right, which is always like, no, fuck, get out. Like, I don't care.
They're in a house.
Yeah.
Done. Movie over.
And there's a knock on the door, and the open door, and there's this creepy woman there whose face you can't see. And she goes, is so-and-so there? And they go, no. And she goes, all right. And she, like, leaves. And I'm, like, shouting at the TV, fucking leave. If somebody knocks on your door and says it's somebody you've never heard of there, that's basically the same as saying, hey, guys, where do you want me to put the knife? Neck? Groin? In your eyeball?
Me.
Yeah. So,
Take it back.
Then as the movie goes on, for some reason, these people keep looking out the window, duh, and they keep seeing people with masks out there, and they're really creepy. And I think there's a brother involved, and he's got a gun, or he doesn't have a gun, but somebody gets a gun, and somebody shoots somebody because they thought somebody was in a bathroom, but they weren't, and it turns out they were. And also, there's some people that are breaking some stuff, and then...
No, here, I want to clarify. Dennis from It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia walking down the hallway. Yeah. They thought that it was one of the scary people, and they fucking shot Dennis with a shotgun.
See, wouldn't you be walking down the hallway going like, hello?
Yeah.
Can you recognize your brother's voice?
Absolutely.
I don't know.
So, and the best part, and I think this maybe, Shags, you tell me if this resonates with you. The best part was like at the end, they're in a pickup truck or something. I might be confusing this with another movie, but they're in a they're trying to get away, and the bad people show up, and at one point somebody says, so why are you doing this, why'd you pick us? And the girl goes, because you answered the door. And I was like, fucking told you. I told you that shit 90 minutes ago. You are so, you know what,
oh, cut a bitch.
That's right, because you should have known.
Oh, cut a bitch.
Anyway, I think
I don't remember, because see, I refuse to watch the movie again because I'm so horrified by it. Yeah. So serial killers listening to this podcast, come and get me. Doors wide open.
Hasn't like a lifetime of watching scary movies totally traumatized you enough to the point where you did get mace or a knife or something and put it next to your bed? Like, who here does not?
I have a knife under my pillow. Yeah. I carry mace. Yeah. I have a gun in my office. I have everything, but you know, I'm still special.
Yeah. Well, Jason has a fucking Uzi under his pillow, and every once in a while he gets a little alarmed. And then he puts about 120 bullets into his ceiling.
It's true.
And then he goes back to sleep. He's like, oh, okay, false alarm.
Yeah.
It's absolutely true. I keep that Uzi down there, and then I like get the shakes real bad, and it's poof. Yeah. And there's a hole in my wall. We're at minute 30. Sorry. I was trying to find my favorite clip from the Nightmare on Elm Street, and I can't remember which movie it is, but there's one where I like the Dream Warriors or whatever. Is that one of them? Is that one of the
Is that the one where they're all in a mental health institution?
And my favorite part is when they do something and one of the guy goes, yo, Freddy, motherfucker, and just like full of bravado. And when you guys are talking about mace and guns and stuff, and like a lifetime watching movies prepares you, it has done the opposite to me. It makes me think that I can, like, I'm not gonna fall for any of that shit. Yo, motherfucker, bring your chainsaw, you know, because I'm stupid. I would be the first person to die in the horror film.
But before we move on, I gotta say, I'm so freaked out by how often I watch, you know, real or true crime and horror and stuff like that, that the other night my mother-in-law showed up it wasn't even that late. I fell asleep at 9 o'clock, but to me it was like 2 o'clock in the morning, but it was probably like 10 p.m.
Yeah.
And she came to set a box of wine on our front porch.
Wow.
My dog turned from like a fuzzy little cute guy into like a hellhound, and I thought he was ready to fucking kill, and so was I.
Yeah, barking was...
I was ready to go out on my front porch and physically attack my mother-in-law. And that really what that is I watched too much true crime and I felt like we were in danger. Look, my dog didn't help. He was like so,
but anyway. I mean, don't worry, it's just Susan.
Yeah, and mom's like, hello, I'm just here to drop off wine.
And I was like, oh,
what a shitty thing to do, Joe. What a shitty thing to do.
At least you didn't show up with a bat or something.
Because I think I said something like this through the window, like, who goes there?
Who goes there? Is that what you said?
I don't know.
I was
who goes there?
State of emotion. I'm not sure what I said.
How did you make it past the moat?
Like, hey, you! Something like that.
What's the password?
Be ye friend or foe? Is that a Merlot? Yeah. Too much fun.
Have you ever told your story where you like ran to the door totally naked with a baseball bat?
Oh, well, I think you've got that a little bit wrong.
I guess you better tell it now.
Yeah. Sure. I mean, yeah, we can't just set it up and not have it
told. Wait, was it the weapon or totally naked?
No, well, see, sure. I had what I like to do.
Is there another time?
Here, you guys.
His candle wick.
God damn it. No, what I like to do is have a really heavy glass goblet for water next to my bed, because that way you can't really knock it over, because like my arms are flailing at night. and if it's a really heavy glass goblet, I can slap the water and it doesn't go anywhere.
Okay.
Now, this serves a couple of purposes, because in the situation I'm about to explain, that huge goblet turned into
a weapon.
So I was in my boxer shorts. Actually, I think maybe I was pure, just butt naked.
Yeah.
I feel like the story was you're naked.
You know what? The story's better if I'm naked. Let's run with that.
Now, the story's even better if your boxer shorts were on your head.
You nasty kids. Okay, go on.
Well, anyway, I swear to God, I heard my front door open. This is before Laura and I were together, and I was just alone in my condo.
I don't know who fucking that bitch is, but if you
Laura was my girlfriend before I got married.
I understand, but I don't know who that is, so I don't get it.
Oh, cut a bitch. Anyway,
go on.
Listen, so I could have sworn I heard the front door of my condo open, and I was naked, and I'm like, I don't have any weapons around here. I grabbed the huge glass goblet, and I, you know, kind of snuck around the corner, and I saw it in a silhouette. I'm going to go ahead and call it from the moonlight outside, just to dramatize this story. I saw the silhouette of somebody, the shadow of somebody on the wall. And I'm like, oh my God, somebody's walking into my fucking house right now. And I'm going to have to break this huge goblet over their face and beat them up naked. Like, I'm gonna have to, once they're down, I'm going to have to continue to pummel them, and I'm, you know, and my genitals are going to be flopping, left and right. And it's going to be an ugly scene. There'll be blood, there'll be genitals. Anyway, so I turn the corner naked, lifting the goblet, and this drunk college kid screamed like a small child.
Oh, my God.
And I was like, oh, no, no, no. And then he, like, fell out of my, through the screen door back onto the, like, front stoop.
Wait, are you fucking with us now?
No, this is a fucking, this story really happened. And this kid was, like, weeping and saying that he was sorry, and he was super drunk kid. And so, now, look at what a caretaker I am, how sensitive I am. Naked. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Genitals jostling. I picked the kid up and put him on my wife's shoulder. Shaking her head. She keeps saying genitals. And every time that she shakes her head and say genitals, I know that I need to say the word one more time. So
okay.
I'm just kidding. So I put the kid on my couch and I was like, what's going on here? He's like, I thought that this was my house. I don't know where I am. I'm really sorry. Is everything okay? I was like, I'm going to call you a cab, kid. Can you remember your address? Like, do you know where you are at all?
Please
like,
stop. This like, is not. Almost you're kidding.
This is real, Shags.
Okay.
Everything but the genitals part.
Okay.
All right. So that's my scary story.
Okay. While you were talking, I couldn't find the quote, but I found this. I don't know if this is funny or not, but I'm going to play it.
Why don't you go find yourself a pig to fuck? Yeah.
Okay. Apparently that was
Dale?
No, that was from one of the Friday the 13th. Anyhow.
Wow, those are classy films.
Those are, aren't they? Hey, we're well past the halfway point. We should probably do some ads real quick, because if we go over again, then we won't be on time. That's a tautology.
Who cares about time?
Who cares about time?
I'm with you, Jason. Let's try and keep it to an hour this time if
we'll
we can.
We'll see if we can. You want to do yours first or mine first? Did you do an ad?
Yeah, I've got an ad. It's I didn't read the ad. We've got a guest reader.
Okay. Which one is it? What's it called?
Let's go ahead and do it. It's apparently an ad for a machete, which is thematic.
Okay.
Hey Happy Friday the 13th, you buckets of shit. This is Donnie Bag of Donuts. I bet you didn't know that aside from being a full-time professional douchebag, I got a side job. Okay, you fucks, I guess it's just a hobby. Anyway, I consider myself an amateur serial killer, you know what I'm saying? I bet you morons don't even know what it takes to be a ruthless, bloodthirsty maniac, do you? Well, let me tell you, it takes a quality machete, that's right. I'm not just some punk ass with blades on his glove like that Freddy Krueger bitch. I'm like Jason. Not this fucking Jason over here, like fucking motherfucking Jason Voorhees. I need a real sharp, scary machete when I'm getting ready to kill somebody. Look at this fucking machete right here. It's the Ridge Runner Brimstone Canyon machete. Yeah, it's a fixed blade knife with a nylon sheath. I know. The last time I tried to sell a knife on this show, I cut my fucking fingers off. But this is different. I'm going to do a demonstration so you can understand how sharp this machete really is. Right now, I'm fucking butt naked. This blade is so goddamn sharp that I'm going to shave my entire body with it. What, you think I won't do it? You think I'm some kind of pussy? Check this out. Jesus Christ, I sliced my dick off. Oh, God. Where's the duct tape? I can't put it back on. There's fucking motherfucking blood everywhere. This fucking Ridge Runner Brimstone Canyon machete.
Was that an intro for the New Jersey Shore? That was terrifying.
Oh boy, that was great. Whenever I hear Donnie Bag of Donuts, I just start smiling. I'm just like, this is going to be so good. And it always is.
I'm cringing mad.
I love him.
That's kind of cruel, Jason, because every single time he's been on the show, he's hurt himself really bad.
Like, I know.
By the time he's done his last, actually, fucking maybe he didn't live through that one.
I don't know.
That sounded like a real problem. Remember he had choked on Advil.
Yeah.
He had chopped his fingers off with the Ginsu knives.
Yep. You'd think he'd learn.
Check in with
you think he's
I'm ever going to be able to think about duct tape the same.
Dick tape. It was dick tape. So, but bump. Yeah.
Fuck you, Jason.
I agree. Absolutely. So I've got another ad. We'll do this one real quick. This is normally I call up Larko. I'm like, hey, you know, what do you got? Because they pay us, right? But the guy over at Larko told me that he sold the ad that I sold him to somebody else. I'm like, wait, what? He's like, yeah, we don't have an ad, so we sold the ad space to someone else. And I said, you fucking sublet the ad? And he's like, yeah. I was like, okay, fine, whatever. And so I call the guy up, and he's like, yeah, here's my ad. And I said, well, we're doing a Friday the 13th show. Can you do something scary? He's like, okay. And like half an hour later, he comes back. He's giddy. He's excited. He's like, okay, here you go. I got it. This is going to be so good. So I haven't heard it yet, but I will play it now if I can find it. Where is it? It's on the board somewhere. I run the board.
Walk me through it, Jason.
Where the hell is Jamie Jenner when you need her? Here it is.
Welcome to Heinrich's Haunted House Brawl, where we have all the scary foods. We've got bratwurst from hell. Oh, that's not scary? Well, speaking of sausage, how about blood sausage? Made with your own blood. Quantities limited. We have potatoes with cheese, shaped like your mother. With her head cut off,
you'll
be eating your mother without that judgmental stare. And we have goulash. It's really pronounced goulash. We take a ghoul, burn him, and sprinkle him on your food. Or maybe some German potato salad. We make it with red potatoes and serve it in a human skull so it looks like brains, but with none of the calories.
Oh, What about the beer?
Oh, beer. How could I forget the beer? We have Pilsner in your pants, because you're so scared.
Hey!
I could crack me up. We've got Impale Ale, like Vlad the Impaler, but a little more hop-forward, I think. And speaking of hops, we have the scary floating IPA. You can make that joke. Here's looking at you, kid. Like the Bogart guy in that movie, the one with the Nazis. Or you can have an amber lance to go to the hospital after your waiter chops off your leg. And if you like, we have a nice beer called Drowned Kitten, which is light in color and body and has soft bitterness balanced against strong aromas and flavors of guava, pineapple, and mango. I almost forgot desserts. We have them all. Apple Brown Betty, we will miss her. With ice cream, I know she did. Of course, we always have Black Forest Gump Cake. It's on special needs this week. And here's our guest chef with this week's special, Baumkuchen.
Yes, Baumkuchen, made from the flesh, ripped from still-living sorority girls, blended in a shredder with broken bones of school children, then mixed with screams of torture victims, choked on their own entrails, and regurgitated fecal matter scraped from the coffin lids where we trapped our victims after gouging out their eyes with a spoon, and finally drizzled with ice cream sauce topped with a cherry.
Oh, so
yum.
Good.
Oh.
So, come and see us at Heinrich's Haunted House Brawl, where we just passed our health inspector. Not the health inspection, no, the health inspector. Because when the health inspector was here, we killed him and chopped him up and put him in a schnitzel. And I ate him, finger-licking good. And the toes, they weren't bad either.
Yes, I'm clapping.
Oh, is my holy shit.
Clapping too loud?
That was better than I thought it was going to be. Yeah.
Hold on a second,
wow.
Jason.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Did Larco, I know where we're going.
Did Larco employ Uncle Lee Daniels for that goddamn?
That wasn't Larco. Like I said,
you, sir?
That was not Larco. That was He's this Heinrich guy. They
oh,
sold.
It wasn't even Larco. I'm sorry.
No, yeah, they sold the ad space to Heinrich. So I don't know. Maybe they.
Oh, fuck, that's right. They subletted it.
It could be. It could be. I don't know. My dad is part German.
God,
no, that
you
really
sounded
not.
Like your father so
my
much.
Mom,
that
my mom
it made my blood run cold.
You guys are moving on up. You never know who's
never
involved
know.
Now.
That's true. We are out there. Yeah, yeah. So Heinrich's Haunted Hausbrau. Yeah, that's I paid for the show this week. Okay, so
that was phenomenally disturbing.
Yeah,
it was. Yeah.
I think I got chills up my spine. That was pretty. Mm-hmm.
It was pretty scary.
That was intense. Yeah.
I think we should get Heinrich and Joey Bag of Donuts bring over his machete, and he can help chop up the.
Talk the about
people.
Fresh sausages.
Talk about simpatico.
Oof.
Wait a minute. Was that sausages? Was that a? You know what, Laura? You can't really exploit.
Oh, Dick Joe.
And, you know, I'm sorry. I did it. I called you by the other
wow.
woman.
Wow.
Because
well,
I'm.
You know, I'm just actually going to. Dock
it's just gonna. It's happening.
Everyone, this is like
suck a dick.
Unbelievably ridiculous.
Yeah, I know. I deserve that. I'm sorry.
Suck a dick.
Okay.
Oh, cut a bitch.
Oh.
Oh, cut a bitch.
Wow, that's loud. sorry, that's my fault. Joe, moving on. Joe, you have another. Do you want to argue for why the show shouldn't be together? Let me look and see what the timestamp is, if I can find it. There it is. We've been on for 55-0 minutes now, so. Good 10 minutes.
Well, as if this show, just stand alone, if you were to listen to it, weren't enough.
This show. You mean this episode?
This very show. This
in
very
the,
episode.
In, we're in the business, Joe. We call it an epi. This
okay. So this epi.
This epi.
Yeah. Yeah.
If you're not convinced already that the entire show should be canceled, mm-hmm. not just this episode, but the entire thing,
yes.
I'm telling you, I've got yet another great argument for why we should stop JBC altogether. We should slit its throat and watch it bleed out on my basement floor. I don't have a basement.
Sometimes that is better.
Welcome to another edition
of horror arguments for cancellation. Anyway.
So, I'm just picturing Pauline sitting there looking at your face when you do that, thinking, yep, married him.
I try to look away.
Okay.
It's the greatest gem of all time. It's actually got to be the best.
I was looking away.
She looked at the water heater so she didn't have to, you know, be so surprised at her choice of mate.
Well, you know that
eye roll.
Now that we've brought it up, you know Joe's going to try that in the old sack. He's going to have a couple of brewskis. He's going to be like, "Now, Pauline, wah, ha, ha, you will see my candlewick." Wah, ha, 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 ha. And she's just going to
my candlewick.
Yeah. Anyway, so listen, let me explain. It's not a new idea. We've done it a few times. It didn't work because we keep doing the show, Jason. I blame you.
Mm-hmm.
We only have a few tricks here. We lean on certain subjects. This one is particularly disturbing. We can't stop talking about really ugly shit, gore, yeah, violence.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think that we should be indulged. I think that people should stop listening to the show, and I think the easiest way to stop listening to the show is for it to be canceled. But this...
Kill yourself.
Bye.
I'm just saying, Friday the 13th.
Let me soak that in for a second.
Hey, Joe, that was at minute 50 and 20 seconds, if you want to clip it.
Oh, God. Yeah. Yes, please. Toodaloo,
nugget.
It was awesome.
Anyway, I like to call this collection of evidence just be creepies.
Uh-oh. I don't have that one. I thought you called it Scary Part 3.
Yeah, that's what it's called. Hit it.
Oh, but you're calling it just be creepy.
Hey, why don't you throw in a fucking Dracula or a mummy or something, dude? And I'm like, I'm a ninja, Dad. And he's like, eat some more donuts, bitch.
No, this guy was disemboweled and now he's eating his own entrails.
Looks like Tony Danza holding up a severed head.
Find the door.
The entire crowd was sprayed with not just blood, but like chunks of fucking flesh and shit.
You can't find the door.
You're right, I can't find the door.
The spider has a face.
That's my face, Daddy.
Oh.
They murdered the baby and ate its toes, and then it came back to life.
Dracula got his ass kicked.
Yeah, you're scared, Daddy.
Here's the haunted dentist room, wahaha, and he will drill your face, you know.
Now I want to play with you, Daddy.
Literally covered in blood. Guess what? The fucking worm came down and ate her and pulled her through the ceiling.
Fine, it's right fucking there, dude. You see the handles glowing? I'm like, oh yeah, thanks. Sorry about that.
Brutally fucking splattered all over our faces.
You've got this big, huge fucking machete, but it's floppy. But I know it'll fuck my shit up if you catch me.
We're gonna stab you in the fucking gut.
The Prince of Darkness is smelling your fear, Daddy.
Try being stabbed in the gut by a crazy, scary, evil demon clown who actually stabs you while he cackles in your face.
You fucking bring up that bitch more and one more motherfucking time. I want her face. Cut a bitch. Cut a bitch.
Cut a bitch.
Oh, cut a bitch.
Well, Joe, I think you've fucking convinced me.
I think. Wow. You just fucking convinced me.
That's disturbing.
Creepy.
That was scary.
Well, yeah. Can I just say on behalf of Pauline and myself,
mm-hmm,
that I think I could speak for both of us, right, Pauline?
Yeah. Well, let's hear it.
Well, I think that for Pauline and I, the thing that would be scariest to the two of us, mm-hmm, is basically being murdered and only ending up on like maybe one episode of Unsolved Mysteries, because that's like a total blow.
That would be unfortunate.
I think that like if Pauline and I were ever murdered, we deserve like an entire podcast dedicated to our demise and
at least
murders.
A 24, you know, at the first 24 or something.
You mean the first 48?
The first 48, yes, thank you. First 48 or
give them more time,
know,
babe.
Something
on ID.
Something on ID, and you know, something more, you know,
yeah,
more substantial.
Okay, so let me ask you this. This is an important question. I'm on the same page as you, Shags, and this is a great page, by the way. I really like what you've done with the page that we're both on. You and Laura are ritualistically, who? You and Laura are ritually murdered by Pauline. It's just a weird thing. You and Laura got killed by Pauline, okay?
Am I going to have to cut a bitch?
I fucking hope that Laura only gets one fucking sauce for her 20 fucking piece chicken nuggets for the rest of her life. Fuck that bitch. May she fucking die a horrible death.
Oh, man. That in itself, I don't even wish a death. If that just kept happening over and over, that's hell.
You want to keep bringing her up, you keep doing it.
Oh, yeah, that is what we are calling tonight's episode. Only one sauce for your 20-piece nuggets. I'm writing it down right now. My question, Shags, was going to be, if Pauline killed you and Laura, because it just all got crazy, and some woman from NPR who wanted to make a name for herself made an entire podcast investigating your murder. Now, remember, Laura got murdered too. So
I know.
So okay, you got to think of a name that's going to capture the whole investigation. It's you. It's her.
Okay, hold on.
Pauline. I think it would Pauline maybe got away with it. I don't know. Yeah.
Higher than a giraffe's ass. How about that?
Higher than a giraffe's ass.
Is that good?
Yeah.
Because we must have been high. Must have happened. I don't know. I don't know. Insecure bitches all die. I don't know. I think higher than a giraffe's ass is because we must have all been really high. Yeah, that's what happened.
You know what I think you could call it? I had this idea. Why don't you call it muesli? Muesli.
Muesli?
Yeah.
Como se dice muesli para who?
No, just, I don't, yeah, we. Donde está la zapateria? You call it.
Okay.
You call it, call it muesli, right? Because the other one was called cereal, but yours is better. It's a little bit more, you know what I'm saying? It's a little bit more, it's got more fiber there. Keeps the.
Oh, I like it. Yeah. Okay, I get it. Oh, I get it. Yeah. Bump. Got it.
Got it.
Okay. Should I? Okay, I'll just. All right, sorry.
Fuck you, Jason.
Yeah, sorry. Okay.
Hey, Shags, did you recognize that? That's Jen. Jen recorded a fuck you, Jason. Here, give it to us again.
Do it again.
Fuck you, Jason.
Can you do it three more times?
Fuck you, Jason.
Anger in there.
Fuck you, Jason. Fuck you, Jason.
Okay, that's really. I'm starting to get a little.
She really actually, meant it.
Yeah.
How do you feel about that?
By the way, great episode, Jen. Shout out, Jen.
Yeah.
Shout out to Jen.
Jen did a good job.
She did.
You know who else did a good job?
Who?
My wife and Fun Time Shags.
Oh, yeah. Heck yeah. You know what I'm going to do?
Oh, thanks.
Well, thank you, kind sirs. We appreciate you. We thank you for having us both on.
You're welcome. And I'm serious.
We'll talk shit about you both later.
I hope so.
I'm sure.
Joe, you know what we should do? And I'm seriously, let's do this sometime. Let's do a podcast where it's just those two, or whoever they want to bring on as a guest. I mean, I can do the recording and stuff. I can sit here, but it's exactly the same setup, except I keep my mouth shut. And they can tell me what music they want to play and whatever. And they should do a show. And I even put it out there. It doesn't have to take the place of one of our episodes, or it can, but it doesn't have to. I can just put it out there, extra.
But you guys, like, Pauline and I don't even really like anybody. Like, personally, like, I put on 5 layers of fucking makeup a day to distance myself from people. Like, this is, like, a hard thing you're asking.
So is Ronald McDonald.
Just what you just now said, Shags. Just that subject alone is fascinating. Yeah. I would listen to the two of you talk about 5 layers of makeup to keep people away from you. That's
the daily mask, you know. It's like, not only that, but the like yeah.
Oh my god, I'm shimmying. I'm jazz handing right now.
I do daily feel like mask. I'm also really horrible with talking over other people, and that's like the worst thing to have.
But that's the best thing ever.
Period.
That's the best thing ever.
It's
actually the best thing ever.
Well, yeah. let me talk over everybody right now and say that I think the best title for the show was that was arrived at way earlier. It's called Quietly Judging You.
Yeah.
And then Jen was like, and she, She said very loudly, she said, "It's not quiet. We're loud. We judge people loudly."
Yeah, that's why we're loudly discussing
well,
it.
And I said, well, that's why it's a good name. It's like calling a bald guy curly. It's like calling a fat guy slim. Yeah. Call it quietly judging you or quietly judging or, you know, whatever. And I was just talking to Laura. Oh, God. Go ahead.
It's just happening. Let's just...
Look, I can't stop thinking about her, okay? I'm going to just say it. I'm still in love with her. Oh, God, a bitch.
Have you seen the movie Halloween? It's going to happen to you.
Anyway, what I'm saying is I was talking to Pauline about it earlier, and I think it would be a lot of fun if Shags and Laura just sat down, recorded a podcast. Yeah. We could edit it. We could have fun with it, put some music in it. It would be fun, right, girls?
I like the idea.
I love the idea. And Pauline and I came up with a name together. So, It's just what we do, but it works. No one's as funny as you guys. I mean, this is an amazing outlet for any guest that you guys have. It's freaking awesome. It's hilarious. We get to be ourselves and there's no judgment. I mean, and if there is, I don't really care, Ian. Okay.
Yeah, listener, go fuck yourself.
Wow.
Ian.
Dude.
Oh, I'm sorry, Ian.
Good old Ian. Good old listener. Oh, that's loud. So, to sum up, Friday the 13th, Jesus, the devil, Jason Voorhees, werewolves, vampires, mummies. Jump in, folks.
Witches. Don't forget my boyfriend, Michael Myers, dude.
Which is Michael Myers, the candle that, when you burn its penis, kills men.
Do you guys have like an Instagram or like a Twitter page where I can post my candle for you or something like that?
Yeah, we got a Twitter.
Okay, I guess I have to make one now.
Okay.
Great.
I'm gonna turn that down a little bit.
Shags, you should send that image to Jason and he'll put it on the website.
Yeah,
I will see it lit.
It'll be
about
on the
lit.
Be lit.
Yeah, light it up.
Yeah.
Fucking A.
I light it with Pauline in the name of fucking Laura.
Oh yes.
Yes, I like that idea.
All right.
This outro only has a minute left. Normally we sit here and talk over a long outro, so quickly say what you're gonna say because I'm gonna hit stop in 54 seconds. Go.
My milkshake brings all the boys in the air.
Oh, cut him!
Guys, what was your favorite Tales from the Crypt?
We'll answer you in a minute, Tex.
Oh, cut it.
Take a piss.